Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Walking with Jesus and our 81st devotional in the book of Acts, looking at the end of Acts chapter 24, verses 22 to 27. Why do some people get upset when they hear the gospel? Here's Acts 24, verse 25. And as he reasoned about righteousness and self-control and the coming judgment, Felix was alarmed and said, "Go away for the present. When I have an opportunity, I will summon you." Felix's name meant lucky, successful, or even happy. But when he heard the gospel from the Apostle Paul, he was not any one of these things. He was alarmed. Some people get upset when they hear the gospel clearly presented, getting angry or hurt or scared. Why? Well, Felix is a good example for us to examine. He was a very successful guy in the eyes of the world. He was born a slave, but had been set free, giving him the status of a freedman. His brother, Marcus Antonius Paulus, also a freedman, served as secretary of the treasury for the emperor Claudius. This close royal connection got Felix the job as governor of Judea, a post he held from 52 to 58 AD. Felix was a conniving and selfish politician. He had married a Jewish woman, Drusilla, to gain favor and acceptance by the people. He was known to take bribes, so he was profiting well from his position. Unfortunately for Felix and the people of Judea, his lucky family connections and corrupt nature did not make him a good leader. Crime ran rampant under his watch, and he was soon replaced by Festus. Perhaps it's not too hard to see why a man like Felix would grow alarmed at a reasonable and persuasive message about righteousness, self-control, and the coming judgment. Paul told Felix what he needed to hear and did not give him what he wanted, which was a bribe. Paul told him that God would one day judge all men according to his perfect and righteous standard. Felix knew his luck was going to run out, and this scared him. It's not just notoriously corrupt and selfish men like Felix who tremble at the message of God. We are all sinners, and we all fall short of God's standard. We should all be alarmed at the coming judgment, for unless we have a way of salvation, we will all be condemned. Thankfully, God has provided salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we can have a perfect righteousness and be safe in the coming judgment. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who saves us from the judgment to come. He took the judgment we deserve for us on the cross, and so we praise you for him. In his name, amen.